Ian Wilkes is with us now from Keeneland. Ian, first of all, thanks for taking the time. Good morning. How is our number one pick doing, my friend?
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on. He's doing great. I'm very happy with him. Yeah, very pleased how he's come into the race.
Yeah, everybody's been talking about how well he's been doing. He obviously was pointed for this race after he missed the Tampa Bay Derby because of a bit of a hiccup. Take us back through the past couple of months and what it's been like for McCracken.
Yeah, it's been a little rocky road. Not too bad, but it's tested you a little bit. You don't realize sometimes why things happen and what's going on. But in the long run, it may have been a blessing in disguise because, you know, I think he's a bigger, stronger horse right now. And I can't fault the way he's trained coming into this race.
A lot of times when horses get a little break like that, they really blossom, and it seems like that's kind of happened for him.
Yeah, I think you're 100% right there. And but at the time, you know, yeah, I was disappointed missing the race, and you don't quite understand it. But yeah, he's just really blossomed. Since I've got him up here, got him on this track up here, he just glides over the track. He floats over it, so which is good.
Well, Ian, you have to square off with, among others, Taprit, who, of course, had that stellar performance in winning the Tampa Bay Derby in early March. You have to square off with J-Boy's Echo, who won the Gotham, and Practical Joke, who won the Grade 1 Champagne as a juvenile. You a little surprised that this race came up so salty for a Grade 2?
Not really. It's prestigious. This race is it's Keeneland. It's the bluegrass. It's prestigious. It means a lot. It should never have been a Grade 2. Should always mean a Grade 1.
Yeah, I say that jokingly. Of course, this is the first year of the bluegrass and the wood, by the way, downgraded from a Grade 1 to a Grade 2. But this field is Grade 1 quality through and through. There's no doubt about it. And we'll see if McCracken can step up and get the victory later today. Ian, I mentioned that a couple of the other horses you've been associated with in your day through working with Carl Nasker have come through the bluegrass and gone on to do some good things in Louisville on the first Saturday in May. One of those was Unbridled in 1990. Take me back to that day and what you remember. You were the exercise rider for Unbridled.
Yeah, and it was a little different back then because with Unbridled, it wasn't on a point system. He'd already earned his way in with enough greater stakes through the Florida Derby, winning that. And we ran him in the bluegrass, and the main thing was what we wanted to do was get a good race. Don't knock him out because he's run a lot that year. It was a different style where we were, and having run a bunch, we just needed the right kind of race to get moved forward off of. And Craig took care of him, got a good race in him, didn't knock him around, and it was, you know, and then, you know, the rest is history there with him.
Yeah, he was a sensational horse, and you know, when you have a horse like that, he doesn't win his final prep. Does it make you nervous, or you don't care?
No, it didn't worry us because we knew where we were with him. That was the key. We knew exactly where we were, what we had, and then after that, we could just tighten the screws down and. Just getting to peak right on that first Saturday in May. And you've seen Carl Nasker over the years. He's just a master of getting a horse to peak at that right time.
Well, Ian, you know, the other horse that you were associated with through Carl was Street Sense, who was beaten in the bluegrass in 2007, went on and took the Kentucky Derby. A horse like McCracken, if he doesn't win today, obviously you're not going to panic, as you just mentioned with the answer to Jude's question, but how do you get him to peak and make sure he's ready to go when he gets to Louisville less than 4 weeks from today?
Yeah, it's knowing your horse. First thing, you got to know your horse and know how you got to what you got to do and what you got to accomplish to get him to do that. It's a case of I don't want to put the pressure on this horse where I have to win you know where I'm just out to win you know with him. Our goal is the Derby. Yeah, we need points today. That's important. You can't forget that. So we got to be in the money. That's sure. And as long as I get a right kind of race, a good race, yeah, I'd love to win the Bluegrass. Don't get me wrong, you know, because it's a race we've never won. We've been with Carl. We've never won that race, and it would be fantastic to win it. But it's not the end of the world if I don't. As long as I get the good race where I get a solid race. Because looking at this horse, I need a pretty solid race and get a you know, just a real... It doesn't have to be a big grind sort of race, but a solid race because he needs it. And then go to the next one, I need to tighten the screws a little more, you know, because he's ready to run. Is he 110? No. But he will be in the first Saturday of May. That's where I want him, 110.
Yeah, it's a tightrope that you have to walk because you need the points, but and you need a good race in your horse for him to be competitive on Derby Day, but you don't want to have him peak today and then be flat on Derby Day.
Yeah, that's it. It's like you're watching. It's like having a tomato that can go bad real quick, you know. So you got to be very careful. You know, you want him to ripen at the right time.
Well, Ian, you're in a unique position because he has never lost. McCracken is a perfect 4-for-4. Does keeping him undefeated ever enter into your mind when you're going into a race like this?
You know, it's always in the back of your mind. Let's be honest. It's always nice to be unbeaten. That's tremendous. But is it the goal for us to be unbeaten? No. I'd love for him to. If you said I could run second or third today, and I can win the next three, I'll take that. How's that?
Great plan.
That's what makes Ian Wilkes so good, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Ian, we wish you all the best here this afternoon. We'd love to see you go ahead and come out on top here in the Bluegrass. We will be there. We'll be cheering. And go get it done, my friend.
Is that for your fantasy you want me to win?
Absolutely.
I want you to win for you.
Yeah.
You deserve it.
I want him to be undefeated.
Okay. All right. I'll try my best, okay?
All right. Go get him. Thanks, Ian.
Okay, mate. Thanks.